Hey, I just wanted to leave you this voicemail while I'm sitting here tonight. I know you're busy out with your wife. Speaking of your wife, today she gave me the most stupid fucking assignments. It's like I've been her assistant for how many years, and she asked me to go get coffee at Starbucks. Like, this is, like, reverting to intern years. Like, come on. Why are you married to such a bitch? But that's not why I called you. If you can't hear, I'm touching my pussy, thinking about you, and thinking about the time we saw each other recently. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I certainly do. It was just like any other day, but I had to drop by and take her to work because your second car is in the shop. No big deal. I'm happy to do it. It's really on my way there. But of course, you remember, she wasn't ready because she's never really ready on time. I'm always trying to drag her to get her meetings on time. It's actually kind of a miracle she hasn't gone bankrupt with how bad her stupid... It doesn't matter. I was patiently waiting in the living room for her. I heard the shower on. Then I thought I heard something and I walked up the stairs, and there you were, sitting on the bed, rubbing yourself. You knew I was coming over that morning, so, I mean, I don't understand why the door was left open. Unless you knew I'd be there and you knew I'd look. And look, I did. I was so mad at her for a couple of stupid things she made me do recently, that when I walked in there and saw you and you didn't immediately jump back or even stop, and then I turned around and shut the door and then looked in your eyes, and your eyes did not say stop, and your wrist was not stopped but moving in a very steady up and down fashion. And you said, "Come here, Rue. Sit between my knees. Sit on the floor. I have a job for you." And so I crept into position. I put my hair in a ponytail with the hairband I had wrapped around my wrist. I opened my mouth and I looked up into your eyes. But this let even I know that I'm not gonna put my mouth straight away on it, am I? You might remember I spit into my palms twice each. Rubbed it slowly. Rub those hands slowly up and down your shaft. And you moaned. Too loud, really. If that shower wasn't so loud, she would have heard that moan. Like you'd never been touched. Why have you never been touched? Why did you moan like that? Does your wife not give you what you need? Is she the boss, but never giving, like she is with me? Well, I'll tell you what. As I jerked your cock and looked into your eyes, I just told you that I'm your filthy slut. I do the things that your wife wouldn't dream of doing. She's too self-absorbed. She's a cunt. By this point, your eyes were closed because I was really slowly twisting my wrists and my palms up and down your cock. Two hands loosely around your cock, not a tight grip. You remember that, don't you? Because you were just sitting there breathing so heavily. And I couldn't help myself but to take just like a very little tiny bit of the tip of your cock and just like put my tongue around it. And your eyes shot open and you looked at me and you smiled devilishly and you whispered in my left ear, "You're my little cock fuck toy, aren't you? You're my little cum slut. You're a little cunt. And I'm all those things. At least I know I have the capacity to be them." And so I licked the tip of your head slowly, and it felt so nice. I was careful about being overly rough, but I was gentle and teasing. My own pussy started dripping, making my panties so soaked and so wet. My whole mouth around the head of your cock, moaning gently. Right, I did that. Moaning gently on your cock. And you took your hands, oh god, your fucking manly hands, and you put them around the base. Up the base. To the back of my head. And you pressed gently down on my head. And I said, "Yes, Daddy." And you, well, it was more garble than that, of course. But I said, "Yes. Skull fuck me." I do love that word. There's some connotation. My pussy feels so nice right now. There's some connotation about skull fucking that's so robotic, so unemotive, that my mouth doesn't matter. Honestly, my gender wouldn't even matter. The way I look doesn't matter. The way my body shape is doesn't matter. All I am is a hole for your needy dick. Is that right? You can fuck my skull as deep as you need because I'm nothing but a fuck toy for you. And you know I am. Just thinking about it again. Slow down, Rue, slow down. You're not done reliving it yet. No, no, you're not done, because we weren't done. You bobbed my head up and down so slowly, but with such authority that I knew that at any moment you could press me down as far as you goddamn pleased, and I would do anything. I would open the back of my throat. I would take you. I would puke on you. It doesn't matter, but I would take you because I am your toy, and I'll do anything for you. And your beautiful, perfect cock. Yeah. Even without you pressing yourself onto my head, I was getting so wet. And I put one hand beneath my thighs. I started fucking myself with one finger in the same cadence as I was pressing my lips and my mouth down onto you. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Up, down. Yeah, baby. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. 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 Oh, God damn it. Yeah. Fucking your cock with my face. And you were starting to shake. Your legs were starting to shake because you were so fucking turned on. Yeah. And my finger was fucking me at the same cadence. And I was starting to drip down my legs. And then you came into my mouth. Just shot right back down the edge of my mouth. Because you heard the shower suddenly turn off. And you knew that your bitch, dead heart, cold, dead hands of a wife, was gonna get out of the shower and be in the room in any minute. And so I swallowed your gum. I mean, there was still some in my mouth, I know it. And I pulled myself together and I went back and sat in that living room. Fuck. And then she came down, probably no me, no more than 3 minutes later. I don't know how she gets ready so fast. She's got perfect hair that dries without needing to do anything. Mascara is all she needs to look fucking gorgeous. Oh, she's such a skeleton. She's such a stupid skeleton. She came downstairs and I said, "Are you ready now?" She said, "Yeah, what took you so long?" Because she did. I just have to laugh because when we were driving in to work, I don't know if I told you this, she looked at me as I was driving and she was like, "Oh, I think you have something on your face. You really need to be more, careful with that so you have a nice appearance." And I looked in the mirror and I saw a crusty white little remnant on the side of my lip. And I realized it was your gum. Her own husband's gum drying in the corners of my mouth. Her own husband's gum sitting in my belly, filling me up inside me. Her own husband's cum in another woman, on another woman. She doesn't even know. So unbelievably hot. I don't know if she told you this, but she has a business trip in a couple weeks. I know because I planned it all and she changed the flight like 6 times and the hotel wasn't nice enough. And, you know, I have to call every time and make sure they put a goldfish in the room because why wouldn't you need a goldfish when you're traveling to a hotel room? But I digress. When she's gone, I have to tell you, you don't really have a choice about this. I'm going over to your house and I'm going to walk into that house and I'm going to kneel on the floor, put a blindfold around my head, and I'm going to be your slut for the entirety of her away time. And you can free use me. You can fuck any hole you want, whenever you want, because I'm your dirty whore. You're a secret slut. I'll always think of you when I say secret slut. Do you know that? Yeah. Oh, fuck. You're gonna use me so much. You're gonna use me so goddamn much. Yeah, I want you to ruin me. I want you to ruin my holes. I want to leave your house. That for that couple of days, I'm gonna barely be able to walk because you tied me to a chair and you fucked me with yourself and a dildo, and you spanked me and you slapped me and you spit in my face and you came everywhere all over me, but you never let me clean it up and I was just covered in your fucking cum for days. Your semen. Oh the thought. Oh my god. Oh. you need to be the man that you need to be, okay? We'll talk later. I'm covered in my gruel. This is a fantasy post written by, for, and about adults. By Vegetable Manager 45, original content. I just re-listened to this so I could tag it, and I was just laughing pretty hard because I get so carried away when I'm writing some of these commissioned audios. This is a fun one. Listener wanted something around this scenario, which may be close to home for them. And there's one detail I put in this audio, which I was laughing at as I re-listened to it. And it was that his wife was going on this business trip and that she asked for like a goldfish in her room. And I'm sure some of you are like, what the fuck? When you heard that, like, what? Okay, so on my somethingth anniversary, my husband and I went downtown in Chicago to this really cool little boutique hotel. And one of the things they had were goldfish companions in the room. And so you could, at the front desk, they asked you or something. I don't remember how it happened, but bottom line is like, there was a goldfish when we showed up. And the trip was memorable because it was a really interesting hotel. And you know, a lot of times you go to just the chain hotels, like Hyatt's and Hilton's and all that. But this was like a, you know, it was a boutique one. And the other memorable thing is that I'm not a huge drinker anymore, but we got so fucking drunk downtown Chicago, and we were like day drinking, like bar hopping. We went to Macy's downtown or Marshall Field's. I can't remember what period of time it was. And we were like shopping. I think I gave him a blowjob in like one of the dressing rooms. But we got back to the hotel room and we were so drunk we couldn't even fuck. We were just, and we woke up with the worst hangovers the next morning. It was like not even worth it to drink that much. Yeah, that was, you know, you learn when you're younger how to take your alcohol or not. So there you go, fun little story to add a little postscript here. All right, well, have a good evening. Thanks for listening.